This is Twit.
I do want to mention Apex Legends because you had an interesting article about this. Now, this is the new Electronic Arts based, and that means a lot of people are expecting the worst. Electronic Arts based battle royale game to compete with Fortnite, PUBG. And is it on Xbox or is it not?
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
It just came out. It's the same free to play, right?
It's excellent. And so, you know, Fortnite is this phenomenon. It is a mainstream phenomenon. It's a huge moneymaker. This year we're going to see esports surpass $1 billion. Fortnite's going to be a part of that.
It's fun to watch.
And Fortnite,
it's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Fortnite's rise to fame and fortune has been very quick and unprecedented, I think, in many ways, except for one thing. this new game that just came out last week is already starting to surpass Fortnite. And I don't think anyone saw that coming. Like you said, EA has been on the dumps. Everyone has. Activision Blizzard is down. All of these game companies that have well-established shooter franchises like Call of Duty, Battlefield, have had to adapt to this new Battle Royale phenomenon, you know. And I think the general consensus, I don't like the kind of Minecraft-like construction part of Fortnite. And that's what this game leaves out, which is kind of interesting. And so it's kind of an interesting combination of PUBG, which has fairly realistic-looking graphics, but is slow moving, especially on Xbox, and Fortnite, which has really fast moving graphics, but is more cartoony. The graphics in this game are fantastic. The performance is fantastic. It seems like a great game. And, you know, not for me, I guess, as I was saying before we started recording, the issue I have with this is that they don't have any progression, sense of progression. So you start every game with nothing. And the first thing you have to do is go on a scavenger hunt to go find weapons or armor or supplies of various kinds. And I just want to start the game with stuff, you know, and fight. I don't want to run around looking for stuff. But as far as what it looks like and how
it
plays,
great. It's kind of
impressive.
In between PUBG. It's not super. It's not
right.
I don't know how to describe this. It's not. It's not
Call of Duty realistic.
No,
but
it
is way
style.
More. It's got a nice style. It's graphically, it's more impressive than Fortnite for sure. And more, I would say more like Call of Duty or Fortnite, PUBG than it is like Fortnite.
It's going to come down to the gameplay, I think. That's really
But here's the thing. So here's what's amazing about this. Fortnite, let me see if I can find these figures here. Fortnite needed 2 weeks to reach 10 million gamers. Apex Legend did it in 3 days.
Whoa.
Fortnite needed 3 months to reach 30 million players. Apex Legends has 25 million gamers after just 1 week.
Yeah.
So it's already the most viewed title on Twitch.
It's number one on Twitch. That tells you something right there.
It's impressive. And a week ago I would have said, you know, it's a Fortnite world. We're just living in it. And Fortnite doesn't just disappear, obviously. Fortnite's still huge, but it's amazing that these guys, like EA publishes the Battlefield series, for example. And they have a lot of longtime franchises, a lot of sports franchises like Madden and so forth. They're kind of one of the old dogs. Like it's surprising that this came out of EA.
A lot of people say it's because EA had a hands off in developing it. That
they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. It
reminds me of Unreal Tournament a little bit. You know, it's got that look a bit. It's fast. You know,
it's very hairy. All I did was watch Twitch, and I felt like I don't even speak the language that these people are speaking. I don't
understand. Do you have any motion sickness problems?
No, but I'm not watching, but maybe playing I would. I don't know. So I could fire that up on my Xbox, huh?
Yep.
All right.
It's huge, by the way. I don't remember the exact figure. The day I downloaded it, I was like, wait, what is this thing? It's like, I don't want to say 35 gigs, but it was it's a huge game. It's really, really big.
By the way, I have a 3 terabyte drive on there, but that's why I love the Xbox app, because I can from here
start
the download, and it'll be there when I get home. So I'm going to do that.